Walmart expands digital health platform's weight loss offerings, including GLP-1 prescribing. Walmart's expansion of weight loss services and GLP-1 prescribing through its digital health platform marks the retailer's most aggressive play yet to monetize its 4,700-store pharmacy footprint as a vertically integrated healthcare delivery system. The move positions the company to capture a direct share of the $130 billion U.S. obesity treatment market while simultaneously defending pharmacy revenues against emerging digital-first competitors and the looming patent cliff for legacy maintenance drugs. The strategic calculus is straightforward. GLP-1 drugs like Ozempic and Wegovy command monthly retail prices of $900 to $1,300, generating prescription margins 3 to 5 times higher than generic statins or diabetes medications. By integrating telemedicine consults, prescription fulfillment, and in-store pickup or delivery, Walmart eliminates the cost of traditional provider referrals and captures both the clinical services margin and the pharmacy dispensing fee. For a retailer with 90% of Americans living within 10 miles of a Walmart store, the last-mile advantage is formidable. Industry analysts have projected that obesity treatment spending could reach $150 billion annually by 2030, driven by expanding insurance coverage for GLP-1 medications and FDA approvals for broader indications. Walmart's entry accelerates a structural shift in primary care delivery, where retail health platforms increasingly replace traditional fee-for-service clinics for chronic disease management. This is the pharmacy industry's iPhone moment. The incumbent distribution model faces disruption from vertically integrated entrants who own the patient relationship, the data layer, and the physical fulfillment network. The vertical integration play, owning the stack from screen to script, Walmart's digital health expansion builds on the company's 2021 acquisition of telehealth provider MeMD and its subsequent rollout of Walmart Health Centers, which numbered 51 locations before the company shuttered the physical clinic model in 2024 due to profitability challenges. That retreat from brick-and-mortar primary care was not an exit from healthcare, it was a pivot toward asset-light digital delivery. The current GLP-1 platform leverages existing pharmacy infrastructure without the capital intensity of standalone clinics, reducing per-patient acquisition costs while maintaining throughput scale. The economics favor platform models. Traditional primary care visits for weight management cost payers $150 to $250 per encounter, with patients requiring quarterly follow-ups for prescription renewals and metabolic monitoring. Asynchronous telemedicine platforms reduce clinical labor costs by 60% to 70%, enabling consumer direct pricing models that undercut insurance-based reimbursement. Walmart can offer cash pay weight loss programs at $50 to $100 per month for virtual consultations while capturing the downstream pharmacy margin on each prescription filled, a bundled revenue model that traditional health systems cannot replicate without cannibalizing existing fee structures. The GLP-1 category itself represents the fastest-growing segment in pharmaceutical spending. Novo Nordisk reported global sales of semaglutide products exceeding $21 billion in 2023, with U.S. demand consistently outstripping supply through late 2024. Eli Lilly's competing tirzepatide franchise posted similar growth trajectories. As manufacturing capacity expands and biosimilar entrants launch in 2026 and beyond, retail platforms with direct patient access will command negotiating leverage with manufacturers, potentially securing volume-based rebates or exclusivity arrangements that enhance unit economics. Walmart's strategy also insulates the company against margin compression in traditional pharmacy operations. Pharmacy benefit managers have relentlessly squeezed reimbursement rates for generic dispensing, with dear fees and clawbacks reducing per-script net margins to low single-digit dollars. By shifting patient relationships to direct-pay digital services, Walmart bypasses PBM intermediaries and retains full margin control. This mirrors Amazon Pharmacy's approach: disintermediate the middleman, own the customer interface, and leverage volume to negotiate upstream. Competitive context: CVS, Walgreens, and the race for digital primary care share. Walmart's expansion arrives as CVS Health and Walgreens Boots Alliance execute their own primary care strategies with markedly different outcomes. CVS acquired Signify Health for $8 billion in 2023 and Oak Street Health for $10.6 billion in the same year, committing to a capitated, value-based care model targeting Medicare Advantage lives. That bet assumes payer partnerships and risk-based contracts will generate superior margins compared to fee-for-service retail clinics. Early results have been mixed. CVS reported operating losses in its healthcare delivery segment through Q3 2025, driven by higher-than-expected utilization and slower provider network scaling. Walgreens, meanwhile, invested $5.2 billion in Village, Maryland beginning in 2021, opening more than 200 co-located primary care clinics before writing down the investment by $6 billion in 2024 and subsequently divesting a majority stake. The failure illuminated a core tension in retail primary care. Physical clinic models require dense patient panels to achieve break-even, but retail pharmacy traffic skews toward acute episodic needs rather than ongoing relationship-based care. Walgreens lacked the foot traffic density and payer contracts to fill appointment slots profitably. Walmart's digital-first approach sidesteps these pitfalls. Virtual weight loss services attract a self-selecting patient cohort with high treatment adherence and willingness to pay out of pocket. Unlike primary care panels requiring broad service line coverage, weight management programs operate as discrete revenue verticals with defined clinical protocols and standardized dosing algorithms. This operational simplicity reduces provider training costs and enables lower-cost clinician staffing models, including nurse practitioners and dietitians rather than board-certified physicians. Competitor Amazon has pursued a parallel strategy through Amazon Clinic, which launched in late 2022 and expanded to all 50 states by mid-2023. Amazon offers asynchronous telehealth for common conditions at $35 to $75 per visit, pairing clinical encounters with prescription fulfillment through Amazon Pharmacy. The company has not yet disclosed GLP-1 specific services, but the infrastructure exists. If Amazon enters obesity treatment at scale, Walmart faces a direct competitor with comparable logistics capabilities and a Prime membership base exceeding 200 million U.S. households. The battleground will be patient acquisition cost and retention. Who can bundle clinical services with loyalty incentives to create switching costs? The payer problem, insurance coverage and the $15,000 annual spend wall. The central constraint on GLP-1 market expansion remains insurance reimbursement. Medicare Part D explicitly excludes coverage for weight loss drugs under the Social Security Act, unless prescribed for an FDA-approved comorbid condition like type 2 diabetes or cardiovascular risk reduction. Commercial payers have adopted inconsistent policies. As of late 2024, roughly 40% of employer-sponsored health plans covered GLP-1s for obesity, typically requiring prior authorization and step therapy protocols. Medicaid coverage varies by state, with only 13 states offering comprehensive obesity treatment reimbursement as of 2025. This creates a bifurcated market. Insured patients with coverage access drugs through traditional pharmacy channels, subject to copays ranging from $25 to $250 per month depending on plan design. Uninsured or underinsured patients face cash pay prices of $900 to $1,300 monthly, an insurmountable barrier for most households. Walmart's digital platform targets this latter cohort with financing options, discount programs, and potential manufacturer copay assistance partnerships. The company's historical strength in price-sensitive consumer segments aligns with a cash-pay obesity treatment market that remains massively underserved. Legislative risk looms. If Congress amends Medicare coverage rules to include anti-obesity medications, a policy change actively debated in 2025, the addressable market expands immediately to 65 million Medicare beneficiaries. CBO scoring estimated such a mandate would cost $35 billion to $50 billion over 10 years. Budgetary hurdle that has stalled prior legislative efforts. However, clinical trial data demonstrating cardiovascular and renal benefits of GLP-1 therapy may shift the calculus by repositioning these drugs as preventive treatments rather than lifestyle interventions. Walmart's platform would benefit disproportionately from expanded federal coverage, given its pharmacy network density and ability to serve rural Medicare populations. Conversely, aggressive pricing pressure from biosimilar entrants could collapse margins faster than volume growth compensates. Novo Nordisk's semaglutide patents begin expiring in 2031, with follow-on biologics potentially launching in international markets by 2028 under abbreviated approval pathways. If wholesale acquisition costs drop by 50% to 70% within 5 years, consistent with other biologic categories post-biosimilar entry, retail pharmacy margins compress proportionally. Walmart's vertical integration provides some insulation, but the company remains exposed to manufacturer pricing dynamics it cannot fully control. The data moat, why digital health platforms are acquisition targets. Walmart's weight loss platform generates high-value first-party health data at scale, patient-reported outcomes, adherence patterns, metabolic response data, and purchase behavior across pharmacy and grocery categories. This dataset is uniquely comprehensive. Traditional health systems capture clinical encounter data but lack visibility into consumer purchasing. Digital health startups like Ro and Hims and Hers collect telemedicine data but lack physical pharmacy networks for in-person engagement. Walmart sits at the intersection: digital patient acquisition, clinical data generation, and physical fulfillment infrastructure. This positions the company as either a strategic acquirer or acquisition target. Large payers like United Health Group or Elevance Health could view Walmart's platform as a turnkey primary care distribution network, worth a premium multiple to accelerate their own direct-to-consumer strategies. United Health's Optum unit already operates 90,000 employed or affiliated physicians. Adding Walmart's 4,700 location pharmacy network and digital patient base would create the largest vertically integrated care delivery system in the U.S. by covered lives. Precedent exists. CVS Health merged with Aetna in 2018 for $69 billion to achieve similar vertical integration across pharmacy, PBM, and insurance operations. Alternatively, Walmart could pursue an organic growth by acquiring digital obesity treatment platforms outright. Companies like Calibrate, Sequence, and Found have raised venture capital at valuations ranging from $200 million to $1 billion, offering subscription-based GLP-1 programs with clinical support. A sub-$500 million acquisition would give Walmart established brand equity in the direct-to-consumer obesity market, accelerating patient acquisition while absorbing proven clinical protocols and technology infrastructure. This mirrors Amazon's $3.9 billion acquisition of One Medical in 2023, via a digital health brand with operational scale, then layer in logistics and distribution advantages. The Plaquemine view Walmart's GLP-1 expansion is not a healthcare play, it is a customer lifetime value arbitrage. The company is leveraging its unmatched physical footprint to capture recurring revenue streams from chronic disease management, using obesity treatment as the wedge. The strategic endgame is a subscription-based primary care model where patients bundle pharmacy, telehealth, and retail services into a single monthly payment, creating switching costs that lock in long-term loyalty. Amazon Prime meets healthcare, pay $X per month, receive unlimited virtual visits, discounted prescriptions, and free delivery on health essentials. The institutional investment thesis hinges on whether Walmart can achieve unit economics that pencil at scale. Traditional primary care operates on 10% to 15% EBITDA margins even in mature, efficiently run systems. Digital health platforms targeting 20% to 30% margins require patient acquisition costs below $200 and annual retention rates above 70%. Walmart's existing customer base provides a structural advantage. Cross-selling health services to 240 million annual U.S. shoppers eliminates cold start patient acquisition expenses. If the company converts even 2% of its customer base to recurring digital health subscribers over 3 years, that represents 4.8 million patients, comparable to the entire membership of major managed care organizations. The second-order effect is pharmacy market share consolidation. Independent pharmacies and regional chains cannot compete with vertically integrated platforms offering bundled clinical and dispensing services. We expect accelerated closures of subscale operators through 2027, concentrating prescription volume among Walmart, CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon. This oligopoly structure will enhance pricing power vis-a-vis PBMs, enabling retail pharmacies to negotiate better reimbursement terms or bypass PBM networks entirely through direct employer contracts. The multi-year margin inflection point arrives when retail platforms gain sufficient volume to disintermediate PBMs, a tipping point we estimate requires 15% to 20% national prescription market share. Geopolitical and regulatory risk remains underpriced. State pharmacy boards could restrict remote prescribing of controlled substances or obesity medications, fragmenting Walmart's national platform into 50 state-specific regulatory compliance models. The DEA's evolving stance on telemedicine prescribing post-COVID public health emergency expiration introduces execution risk. Additionally, anti-monopoly scrutiny of retail healthcare consolidation has intensified under both Democratic and Republican administrations. Federal Trade Commission challenges to pharmacy PBM vertical integration could spill over into retailer-provider combinations, delaying or blocking strategic mergers and acquisitions. The bottom line: Walmart's entry into GLP-1 prescribing represents a structural bet that primary care delivery will migrate from hospital-based fee-for-service models to retail-embedded, digitally-enabled subscription services within the next decade. The company is building a moat not through clinical differentiation. Weight loss protocols are commoditized, but through distribution dominance and customer data aggregation. Institutional investors should view this as a proxy for the broader $4 trillion U.S. healthcare system's shift toward consumer-directed care, where convenience and cost transparency trump provider brand loyalty. The risk-adjusted return profile favors platform owners with existing consumer relationships and pharmacy infrastructure. Walmart, Amazon, and CVS are the only entities with requisite scale to compete nationally. Traditional health systems lack retail distribution. Pure-play digital health startups lack fulfillment networks. Expect mergers and acquisitions activity to accelerate as venture-backed telehealth companies seek exits to strategic buyers with pharmacy assets. The next 24 months will determine whether retail healthcare platforms achieve sustainable unit economics or replicate the value destruction seen in Walgreens Village MD write-down. Walmart's execution will serve as the bellwether. Watch patient acquisition cost trends and retention cohorts. If CAC remains below $150 and 12-month retention exceeds 65%, the model works at scale. If not, the digital health gold rush ends in margin compression and asset impairments.